You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Speaking of, by the way, speaking of Justin Jefferson and his amazing one-handed catch, I know you saw this yesterday. You were boots on the ground. I mean, you radio pre-post halftime host of the Heat. You saw I was at that game yesterday, right?
I did.
Very interesting, Dolphins. All right. Yesterday, Odell Beckham Jr. sitting courtside at the Heat game. And I was very curious. I love to see who's there courtside, but I'd spend half my time really doing is people watching. And I look and I say, oh, look who's across him next to the Heat bench. Melvin Ingram.
Okay.
Very interesting. So Jimmy comes up. Jimmy Butler, Heat star, comes over and he says a little hello to Odell beforehand. And Jimmy has a thing with wide receivers. It's very strange. He talks bleep to Stephon Diggs, which I love. He says he's a better route runner than him. Seems to be friends with Odell. He was very close friends with the late great Demaryius Thomas. So I don't know what's going on there with Jimmy and wide receivers. He's got like a thing going on. But anyway, so he goes over and says hi to Odell. And then I see Heat Media Relations. They feel like they're taking him back to the locker room. But he's like kind of hobnobbing all over the place. And then he gets to Melvin Ingram. And he stops. All right. Gets very chummy back and forth.
Okay.
Back and forth.
Okay.
They were. I don't know. Who knows what they were saying, Solana? I don't know. It's hard to say. Could be something. Could be nothing. But he doesn't have a team right now. Do you think Melvin Ingram maybe was giving the old Dolphins pitch, letting them know, hey, why don't you go on down here? Why don't you stay down here? Why don't you join the party?
Want another ring?
Right. I don't know. It was and I know he's a very polarizing player, Odell Beckham, and I don't know where you stand on this because I think people are of the impression, don't rock the boat. We already have an embarrassment of riches at receiver with the two best receivers in the league. But also, I would like very much just to keep racking up stars on this team, and I think it would be awesome. So I would be all for it, but where do you stand on the idea of Odell Beckham coming to the Miami Dolphins to join the offense party?
I would just like to make this clear, Tobin. Are you saying we're on whale watch with the Miami Dolphins?
I can't rule it out, dude. I felt like I saw Melvin Ingram there, and I think I saw him sharpening his harpoon, and at one point was going, I don't know. Maybe I saw that. I don't know. But it looked very chummy between the both of them.
I'm down. And if you had asked me this a year ago, and obviously the situations are totally different from a year ago to today, I would have said, no way. There's no fit there. It just doesn't work. Brian Flores, the way that he approaches his coaching style.
Hated stars.
Just right. He didn't want that, right? It would have been a distraction. Bro, Tyreek Hill is proof already that Mike McDaniel – obviously, things are going very well, but he's proof that Mike McDaniel can handle this. He can handle the ego. He can handle the star. He can handle the big personalities. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't shy away from it.
Nope.
I can't see why bringing Odell Beckham in for the last couple months of a season would be a bad idea. I mean, what's he going to do? Be upset he's not getting the ball? Bro, you know.
But I think he would get the ball.
He's got three torn up knees in the past two seasons. Like, you know, we'll figure it out for you. We'll figure it out.
But yeah, and I don't think it's going to be a case where he wouldn't get the ball. I think that's what I'm fascinated by is like, look, we saw this with the Bengals last year. They had an amazing receiving core with three stud receivers. And I love Trent Sherfield. What a great game he's had. He's a McDaniel guy. So maybe that rules it out. But like you said, McDaniels also doesn't shy away from bringing in the personality, bringing in the star. I feel like the only thing that would deter it is like if Tyreek Hill was like, no, I'm the star of this team. That's and I don't know if he would. I don't know, because it is his team. And like Odell is like that rare heir of a guy where, you know, he's probably the one of the few guys who's more famous than Tyreek. He's not better than Tyreek Hill is now. But, you know, talking about like, you know, almost like the Steph Curry of receivers. He made the one-handed catch cool.
Yeah.
And Tyreek Hill's the, you know, this is his team. He's the cheetah. He's the face of the receivers. This is his team. He's going to maybe break the NFL receiving record. But I don't know. I also kind of, I dig the idea of the Dolphins just saying more, just more weapons, more stuff.
And Tyreek, I mean, he's made it pretty clear. He just wants to win. And look, I'm sure deep down he wants those numbers, right? Like anybody would when you're that good. But I really do think winning to him is more important than breaking this receiving record. I really do. Do I think he wants to break the receiving record? Yeah. Who wouldn't? But I do think that winning to him is more important. And if, look, I love Trent Sherfield as much as anybody. And I like Craycraft. And listen, Ezukama, hit the bricks, buddy. Sorry, Easy. But you're telling me we have a chance to add Odell? And you're right, by the way. He's one of these guys that no matter, I guess, like his level of play, if he's in the NFL and he's on a roster, he's a star.
Of course. Of course. He is absolutely, you know, he is an absolute superstar coming to this team.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And is going to bring them even more headlines than they already have, because he's not only a star, but he's a polarizing star. A lot of, you know, controversial topics over the years, dumb stuff like proposing to a field goal and beef with his quarterback. And, you know,
didn't he fight like the kicking net on the sideline?
Yeah, fought the kicking net at one point, you know, took a bye week on a boat or something like that. And
I want him to take it a step further, sign him and have him fight Jason Sanders, not the kicking net, but the kicker on the sideline. Have him fight Jason Sanders.
That